Right, so I'd like to finish today the discussion of waiting after Fleishig before you milchis. I suggested you called yesterday some title, Chelikala for whatever. You know, because you usually put numbers on, right? Just titles. You know,
so generally, whatever we went to the market, whichever we had,
right. 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 Okay. Good, good. Okay. So we started yesterday, and we saw that from the Gemara itself, there doesn't seem to be any indication about waiting after eating flesh for 40 milchis, a discussion about mekaneach and midiach, right? Mekaneach, we describe kinuach, means cleaning out your mouth, your palate with some kind of a solid, like bread or something like that, which serves when you chew to get rid of stuff, you know, residue from what you ate previously, as opposed to kinuach, as opposed to midiach, hadach, it's a rinsing. Okay, so that's a discussion of the Gemara. But the Gemara does not really say anything about waiting. The Gemara has a story that Marukba mentioned about his father, that his father was a machmer, he was a righteous person. He would not eat fleshigs, he would not eat milchigs after having eaten fleshigs till the next day at that time, meis leis. And he said, I don't do that. He says, I wait from one suda to the next. I just don't eat milchig and fleshig. And I said, of course, you don't eat together. That's for sure. You don't eat together. That there's no question. But I won't even eat it separately if it's part of the same suda. That's what Marukba said. So the question is, what does that mean, misuda la suda? So we pointed out yesterday, most people will not learn the chun or not any other day. They're surprised to see that quite a number of Rishonim, Rabbi Yippee, you don't have to wait at all. There's no, we're it's ingrained in us on time. We have to wait 6 hours, you have to wait, or some people wait 3 hours. I mentioned this to my wife, grew up when she was in late, I went to school, high school, she lived here in Washington Heights. They're not yet, because they lived on Bennett Avenue. And she said it was always challenging in the summertime because all of her friends, after 3 hours, you know, would have ice cream on Shabbos afternoon, and she didn't. She had to wait 6 hours. So, okay, but we were ingrained in that with that from the time we were young. But you look at the Tosus says, on Kuf Hamad Aleph and Source number 7, when he says from one Suda to the next, doesn't mean one Suda to the next, the normal time that one waits between, let's say, lunch and supper. It just means a fila altar, even right away, as long as you have two things, Silek HaShulchan or Birach, right? You cleared off the table from the previous for the fleshing, and you also benched. Okay, that's what Tosus says there on Daf Kufay. Tosus on Kuf Dalmud Beis previously did a Maschah Ofer Green and Source 8 quoted Rabbeinu Tam and Aloch Gedolos. Okay, that apparently what once you have Netila and certainly if you have Kinuach, you know, then certainly it's okay right away. Quoted from the Aloch Gedolos, the Balamor seems to say like that. The Rav Yo, maybe Shonim would say like that. On the other hand, the Rif and the other Chachmei Svarad, plus the Rush, the Rif is in the Flam and Zion, based on the page of the Rif in Chulin, he says it can't be right away. The Rush also doesn't think that it means right away, because he doesn't want to say that, you know, they don't want to say that the chilik between Maruk and his father's mamish ben akatz al akatz, his father would wait 24 hours, he didn't wait at all. So he waited some amount of time. Waited some amount of time, that's the Rosh Bor writes. How much that amount of time? So the Rambam mentions Kesheshos, Kemo Sheshos. Rambam Paraktes, Vilchus Machalas Asurus, Adachav Chavches, in 16 writes Kemo Sheshos. Okay, Kemo Sheshos. He mentioned that time. He doesn't say where he got that time. Okay, and we said, well, we don't want to make too big of a deal about the phrase Kemo Sheshos, because the Rambam does say elsewhere in the Tanakh. It's also how long the Chanukah comes when he says Kemo Chatzi Shah, which is Chanukah Perak Da'alokah. And I also pointed out that other Rishonim have a similar expression. The Rashbo and the Bais HaKotzer says Kisheshos. Even on the Bais HaAruch, he says Sheshos, but he says Kisheshos in the Bais HaKotzer. And the Meiri in that Dafin Chun, Kuf Hei Amaralev, says Sheshos Okoro Bazeh. Around 6 hours. So those are the, you know, that's the quite a number of people say 6 hours. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. It's in Peitas Sif Aleph. Ochel Bosa, Afilu Shulchai Ba'ov, Loyochel Gwina Achav Achiyya Sheish, Achish Yishe, Sheish Shos. That's the position which the Mechaber quotes. Okay? And we discussed the way the two different sheetahs, you know, whether the reason for waiting at all to do with the sort of the fact that meat has the grease and it lingers in your mouth a long time, or it gets stuck in your teeth, and we're machmir for both directions, and so on. The question is, where did 6 hours come from? That's what you still mentioned. Where did 6 hours come from? So the Bir HaGro, the Taz, And others say there doesn't seem to be any real mukkah for it, right? It's very questionable. Where does it come from? Okay, but the Bir HaGro says that he figures out that based on what the Gemara says in Shabbos Nafiyot about when a Talmud Chacham ate lunch, and what the Gemara says in Brochas about when people ate dinner, which is Teisa Kochavim, so that's 6 hours usually. So therefore, that's where the six hours comes from. That's one thing. That's what he says. But it's not necessarily a magic number, exactly six, like the Rambam says. Kemoshe shows that the fact that I pointed out to the Meiri in the base of the Chirin in Chulin, he says she shows or korob lezeh. But I showed you the Sefer Morgan Avos, which he wrote to defend the practices of the people of Provence, where he lived, against the Tainans at the Talmud Ramban came when they moved there. So he has 24 different subjects, and number 9, so it's 32. He says she shows o chomesh. Okay, so you hear that still today. People wait into the 6 hour, after 5 hours. I'm just pointing out to you that these shitas are on the books. It's not made up, in the made up shitas.
This is the oldest on the books, isn't it?
What, Chamesh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the earliest.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I'm saying it's the Rishonim. That's what I'm pointing out. Well, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber said 6 hours. The Ramah in 33. He says that the minig around where he was, was the minig push between his halo, is a shorachas, 1 hour. That's what Mo quotes the minig. Okay, again, provided the birchas hamazon and so on and so forth. At the end, he writes v'yesh medaktikim. The end of our sif sifalim here in sif peites. At the end of sifalim, he writes v'yesh medaktikim to wait 6 hours, and he writes v'chein nochem lasos. There are more. Mentioned the minig, at least a lot of people around where he was waited 1 hour. That sheet is still observed by Dutch Jews. I think there are some people who still do that. And people, where did it come from? The answer is in the Ramah. Right? I mean, no less a person than the Ramah. Okay. Again, it's on that the Taz comments in Sukkot and Beis. He says, this is something people did on their own. Okay, this is something people did on their own. So just like to look at something in connection with that Taz. The 1 hour, he says, Rabbi, the people did it. Osim pshara midaiton. Okay, they didn't. Well, really, he said, lo ashkechon remez l'shir zed. Owen says 1 hour. 6 hours, we figured out, had to do with the time between one meal and the other. Okay, or close to 6 hours and so on. But 1 hour has no mokra whatsoever. We point out the Bir HaGro. I mean, she says, the Bir HaGro had a Zohar. Okay, the Bir HaGro in Source 36, in Sifkot and Vav here in our Sim, the Bir HaGro quotes the Zohar in Parash Mishpatim as expression Shai Tachad, 1 hour. So there is such a mokra. The Taz says that, he didn't quote that mokra. And he said that people basically were aware of the fact that many Rishonim say they don't have to wait at all, right? They don't have to wait at all, but they didn't want to go not wait at all. So the minimum unit of time was an hour, yeah.
Dr. Moshe has briefed up as well.
But I mean an early mucker. The Gra has a Zohar.
Yeah.
Dark Moshe
like says not that. Yeah.
He doesn't quote
that. I mean, you think he
doesn't
think Dark Moshe quotes a bit? This matters only that 1 hour is like Shabbatah.
Right. That's the quote. That's what Taz is quoting. Yeah. So sure, but meaning there's no halachic basis. Again, the Bir HaGro has a Zohar. Okay, so either they didn't see the Zohar, they didn't know the Zohar, they didn't have the Zohar available in Rishonim, but whatever it is. But the Taz is suggesting the name of Rishonim. Yeah, the Chusatesh, not Rishonim, who said it's a pshar that people make, because they didn't want to. On the one hand, they were aware of the fact that the Balaitosis and so on, the Rav Yo, and then the Mordechai and all these Ashkenazic Rishonim said you really don't have to wait at all. On the other hand, they didn't want to disregard completely the Taz writes, the Rif and the Rambam, who said 6 hours. Okay, so therefore they kind of introduced this, it's not exactly the middle sheet, okay, the middle would be 3 hours, but he quotes the Chumash and so on, he quotes that's the meaning, and Ramon himself mentions this meaning. Okay, last time I skipped Sifkot and Gimel, I'll come back to that now, at 35, the Taz, Sifkot and Gimel. He says, if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch said, at the very end, Ramon wrote, if you're basically still eating meat, a meal, and now you just want to have cheese, and I'll bench just like I have cheese, that you're not supposed to do. He says, Ein levar, eish omrim, right? And it's from the Aruch, from the Yitzvah Aruch. People are not makir. People do. So the Taz writes over here, Aba'ini Zarb, lo yadati b'mesamhu. And so on and so forth. Okay. And if you alter it's okay. Mashma de lo mahari bechasamozel. Elokeshe par silek atzman asulah shel basar. All right. You know, the benching, okay, the benching and the clearing the table sounds like, you know, it's not enough. Bechasamozel itself won't work. You need silek as well. So, if you're planning, so what did Ramos say? Ramos said you shouldn't go ahead and plan. Well, now I'd like to have a, you know, some cheesecake, okay, or some milk and donuts or something like that. So I know this rule. So I'll bench right away and now I'll eat the donut. That's not right. Why is it not? Is it right? But Ramos said they're not nizer. People are not careful about that. So Taz wonders, well, why not? Okay, why not? You need two things. Everybody agrees. You may not need a time lapse, according to those we've shown, but you need benching, okay? And you also need the salak as a shulchan. What does the salak as a shulchan mean? You're getting rid, that meal's over, right? So if you're planning right now to have a donut in 2 minutes, the Ramo is right. What do you mean, aim is harm? It's not right. He says, Adrabo. The whole purpose, in other words, what's the purpose of benching and clearing the table? To indicate that that meal is over, and this, what's coming up next, whatever comes up next, whenever it comes up, is going to be a sudach risam. Okay, very good. So that's what the Marukpa did, right? And according to my Tosis lines, that's what Marukpa said. I would not follow my father's stringency and not have fleshing and milk after fleshing for 24 hours, but I would not have it in the same meal. Right? And Tosis points out, I would always make sure it's a different meal. Different meal, says Tosis, doesn't mean, you know, hours later, like the time between lunch and dinner, but rather it means, you know, another meal. But another for it to qualify as another meal, so then it can't be, says the Taz, that, well, I know I'm going to have this piece of cake now, this milky piece of cake right now, in a minute and a half. That's not a different meal. Yeah. Let's look. Let's look at the Tosis. Wow. He says, I feel im sile kashulchan ubirich. Yeah. That's what he tells me. Well, I would think maybe it's interesting you're being with that because that was what Taz is getting at. This. It relates a little bit to what I said, maybe. I have to think about that. But it relates to what I was going to say. Okay. You could argue that the machlokas is about this question. Maybe that's what you're getting at. Is the birchas hamazon. Okay. Again, but let me just finish the words of the Taz. He says, Milukan, in this case, where the guy's planning to have a milky piece of cake right away for dessert, okay? Kan lo silku atzman achila. Silk is not just clearing the table, but it's mesalik, you know, this is the end of the meal. He says, Adarab, mechinim atzman achila cheres. In kain, birchas amazon alani klum. Okay, then the bench doesn't help. It's continuing the meal. I say bench, good. But it's continuing the meal. Don't sit with such people. They're gaming the system, so to speak. But the machloka, but yet the Ramah says, without criticism, that people are not knowing like that. So it could be that the old Chakira, right? Siba versus Simon, right? And you've come across that, I'm sure, right? Right? Siba versus Simon. And is Birchas Hamazon the Siba? Okay, that's the reason why you can now have, and you can throw in the Sila Kashor. Is that the Siba? Is that the reason why? And it was the reason that what's next is considered a separate meal is because you benched. Okay, that's the reason. What makes the upcoming meal a brand new meal is the fact that you benched. Okay, the Birchas Hamazon is mechalik between meal A and meal B. Or, no, Birchas Hamazon, the Sima, it simply indicates that that meal is over. But if you're having wine to continue to eat right afterwards, then it's not a valid Sima. You follow? That may be the machlokas between, I'm just suggesting that, maybe the machlokas, it may relate to what you're saying. In other words, where does the Sila HaShulchan fit in? Okay, you can really say the same thing. I was focusing more on the Birchas Hamazon, but you can say the same thing. But you hear what I'm saying? It was Birchas Hamazon, the Sima. That is the reason what's next is considered a separate meal. All right, I benched. Okay. Now, we always say when people are gonna have another meal, so you always have some break in between, right? They're going to have, it comes up every once in a while. let's say it comes up on Shavuos. Okay, people have a milchig meal and then they want to have fleishig afterwards. The Ramo seems to say that the idea of having milchig on Shavuos is in addition to the fleishig meal, not the place of. Okay, so we assume, even though some discussion, Allah, we have to keep all the regular rules of Basra Cholam and not be lenient and wait less time. Okay, so have a milchig meal first. I do. Have a milchig meal first. You take a break for half an hour and then you have fleishig after. Because there are also issues relating to Brocha, Brocha Shira Tzvichas, and so on and so forth. Right, so we always take, Erev Pesach Shalosh Shabbos, when you're going to get the Shalosh Shudas in, you know, in the morning, right? You want to get three meals in before the Zman of, you know, we had it, was that last year, right? This was, it comes up again in a few years. So, and then not for a long time. It's a very interesting cycle.
What last year's calendar?
That may be with everything else, but the Erev Pesach Shalosh Shabbos will be again in, I think, in 2 years or 3 years.
This is
Shabbos, yeah, it's a Friday night. That happens then. I mean, then there's like a 20-year, I believe there's a 20-year gap between, because I remember when I was the early 1970s, I think maybe I was just after Bar Mitzvah, and it was Erev Pesach Shabbos, the first time in 20 years. People didn't remember. I mean, it was, you know, they didn't have all these booklets and pamphlets floating around. You know, they got that, they did, they put out time for that. But I remember it was like a big thing. What, Erev Pesach Shabbos? That was going to dawn at 6:30 in the morning, you know, when I have early minyan, the whole tomb. You know, and then it happens with some frequency. It happened a few years back. It was just three times in 8 years, I think. It was very, very common. It's just the strange quirks in the calendar. So then it comes up again in a couple of years, maybe 2024, and then it's not going to be again for a long time. So anyway, your point is well taken. You want to get that extra meal in. So you say, you wash, and then you bench, and then you walk away. And yeah, I always found it exciting, personally. It was also good because you rest the Shabbos Seder, you weren't so tired of the first Seder. Anyway, so that's possible. Machlokas Nitaz and the Shulchan Aruch here, and then the Ramo here. Ramo may learn that it's a Siba, therefore, if you benched, okay. And that's why people aren't lizard, because the benching is itself indicative, automatically. It's the reason why what comes up afterwards is considered a separate meal, and therefore it's okay. It's so miser. You don't want to have a milk and piece of cake afterwards. Whereas according to the Taz, no, the benching is just indicating that the meal's over. But if you're planning right away to eat something else, then obviously it didn't indicate the meal's over. Therefore, he feels you should be mad with this. Okay, just a suggestion. What?
It's just a sentence that's fine. Not miser. Because
yeah, but Taz is saying that benching is not enough. Taz says that benching. You're looking at a different angle. Right. So now I'm looking at what is the nature of Birchas HaMazon. Look at Birchas HaMazon. Is Birchas HaMazon the reason why the meal is considered over is because you benched? Or I hear you. I didn't think that. I'm looking at it from the best. What is Birchas HaMazon?
In comparison to
the Ramah,
when you see
it, right, but the Ramah is saying it's okay not to.
Yeah, it's saying the Kodesh is just a sentence.
Right.
When you compare it to the Ramah, why?
I understand. I hear what you're saying. I didn't think of it that way. I don't recall seeing anybody say this. I'm just suggesting it. You know. Okay.
So is that a sealay? It's just showing up here.
Yeah, getting back to the Tosos, yeah.
Yeah, so I heard that you're supposed to bench as part of your problem.
Right, there's something should be on the table because of bracha purpose. It's more of a, the bracha's chalam when there's some stuff on the table and so on. And
so,
it doesn't mean that there could be nothing left, I suppose, you know.
So it's just curious, maybe it could be the mentioning seal from Rastazi more than the Muslim. Maybe for whatever reason, those are called out
the Yeah, I thought that you were asking. You're right, that seal is not a din here, it's a din in benching. You're not supposed to have, I mean, not supposed to have, I mean, there are those who say you're not supposed to have like dirty, it's not common to benching to have dirty dishes.
Yeah.
You know, but let's say on the shop, you know, we always leave the challah on the table, you know, so it's your bench for something on the table. And if there's no challah, you have some crumbs, but not like a grease and you know, leftover half-eaten string beans or whatever, you know, it's but maybe. I get the impression, not, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, but I last time I also mentioned the Placey, who kind of rejects, they were going to say, we should hear in our Simon Peites of Cotton Gimel, kind of rejects all the reasons we mentioned before. Okay, he rejects that 1 hour had something to do with some kind of pshara, you know, the people kind of on their own started to wait for 1 hour. And he also rejects that 6 hours has to do with, you know, time between one meal and another, you know, and he basically says that's to do with digestion. And that's why I don't know if I stressed this yesterday. The place he kind of, you know, rejects both things. He rejects the 1 hour having something to do with where people kind of adapted on their own, okay, they adopted their own practice, and he rejects 6 hours being something to do with meals. It's not that, because it's not that. He says the 1 hour has to do with when does equal begin. Okay, so right, look at the chorus, that's a benching question, right? How long after you eat can you bench? Again, it's sitting around the table a long time, and you're not eating. Okay, so the Gemara and the Mishnah in sometimes you have to tell, I tell my wife, you know, another piece of cake. Not that I need another piece of cake, but I don't want the time to lapse. You know, there always have to be good reasons to, you know, when I was in Yeshiva, it was popular in my time, in Eretz Yisrael, so the parents would send sometimes like care packages, you know. So you invited a couple of your friends to go have to eat afterwards. There was always one guy, you know, you gave out, but their parents sent ragalach, or they sent cookies, or whatever it is. There was one guy who said, not sure I had enough for bracha chrona, you know. It's like, machbir, not that he wants, I don't need another cookie, but chrona. So that's what, you know, the here also, I don't need another piece of cake, but I don't want 72 minutes to elapse. So I can probably shalom benching, it's just a halachic concern, right? So, after a while, the wives get wise to these halachic concerns, you know. Anyhow, so, but the Lamaisa, the Rabbi Yonasan Bishit says that Gemara, based on that Sugi and Brochas, Nun Alf, based on the Mishnah, Ad Mosan Rorach, Ad Kadesh Yisaka, Mosan Bemeah, and the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel, on the base, mentions the Shir Arba Milan, right? Four Milan. A meal, again, I said at the end, yes, a meal is a distance in space, okay? And the assumption is the average person walks a meal in X number of minutes. What's that X? Actually, the three different shittas. That's to do with baking matzah. That's where the pasuk with three different shittas. 18 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or 24 minutes. That's the shear of a meal. Okay, so for matzah, 18 minutes. The 18-minute matzahs, right? Then the mice of the matzahs are baking much less than 18 minutes. They're baking like 3 minutes. By the time at the end of the water, how long is it? We've been to matzah bakeries. 6 minutes, I don't know, much less than 18 minutes. Yeah, but they stir it up and they go, and it's in the oven for less than 10 seconds. It's so hot. Ovens, maybe the early part of the morning, it's not as hot, but this is when I get there. You know, it's in the oven for a second, otherwise it becomes burnt. Anyway, but that's the shear of 18 minutes. Okay, so 4 mil, kedei lahalach, that's what the Gemara quotes on Gimel and Beis, kedei lahalach arba milin, okay, is 72 minutes, 18 times 4. Okay, and there's one opinion that the shkia is 18 minutes, that the tzeis is 18 minutes after the shkia. It's 72 minutes, 4 mil after the shkia. The machlokas, they're conflicting gemaras. That's that whole sugya. One gemara seems to say it's that the time between shkia and tzeis is 3/4 of a mil, or 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. Okay, and the other opinion is that it's 4 mil. Two different Gemaras, big difference. So is it 13 and a half minutes or is it 72 minutes? All right, so they work out. It's, you know, the Rabbi Tam has that famous shita, the quote unquote two shkias, you know, the two stages to shkia, really. So, but he says 72. So, and by the way, a lot of people, I'm just interrupting myself, but a lot of people say, oh, Rabbi Tam, you know, the truth of the matter is most Rishon say that, and so do Mechaber, they say, wait until, you know, 72 minutes after. You know, after the sun sets, it's still daytime. That's quite an hour and 12 minutes, a long time. The Vilna Gaon was the one, and that's what it implies in the Chabad Hamor. I mean, in terms of David Meir and everything else, the Vilna Gaon raised the problem. And he says, you know, forgive me, you have to look out the window. You can't possibly say that an hour and 12 minutes after Shkia, it's still light out, it's still daytime. It can't be. I think the Groz Lashon is Hachush Makrish. Perception fell in, and he changed. And you know,
sounds radical.
So people bring that, I think, correctly. I've quoted also. You know, when you want to change things, okay, you have to be the caliber of the Vilna Gaon to change it. And it caught on, at least in the circles where the, you know, I mean, let's say the Hasidic circles, I'm sure you have. I've been to Chassan, the Chuppah is over. One group starting Mar, one group starting Minchah. It's quite a while there, and it's well after. It's well after Shkia. By us, we'd have a mag ready 30 minutes after Shkia, 35 minutes, whatever, 28 minutes after Shkia. By them, they're still davening mincha till you know, an hour after Shkia. And even with regards to Shabbos, I think I read that, you know, by the Chassidim, that now it's not like that, but the Chassidish communities, even with regards to Shabbos, they did not start Shabbos, they want bench lift and so on, they did not start Shabbos till, you know, the 72-minute Shkia, so-called the Minutam Shkia. In America, supposedly, I've heard this many times, I assume it's true, around Kotler's and all that, in Lakewood, spoke to the Satmarov. The Satmarov, the old Teitelbaum's Malrach, was kind of like the leader of the Hasidim in America when Hasidim was being kind of revived after the war. So he said, it's, you know, American Jews are not learned. It's mixing people up. They see the religious Jews, the Hasidim are driving or whatever, they're doing work. So he said, we'll make a deal. You get the Hasidim, they should make Shabbos. We make Shabbos at the early Shkia, you know, the regulars, what we call sunset. And we'll keep at the other end in Lakewood. And I'll have my Talmidim always keep 72 minutes. You know, so that was, and I think that's how it's done. Most yeshivish people wait 72 minutes today. And most of the Chassidim do not rely on, you know, today. They're not made that mincha late, yeah, but they're not going to bench lift, they're not going to hear earlier. That came out from that. But again, I mentioned it. All right, anyway, so that's a 72 minutes. So that's a full meal. When the Shabur mentions in Kuf Peidal, Shulchan Aruch says, in Aruch Chaim, so in Kuf Peidal, the Gemara says, Ad Emos HaYochel Levarach Sifai, Sifai, Source 40. Ad Emos HaYochel when you're not hungry anymore from the previous, okay, but if you know it's hard to kind of figure that out, all right. And so the Mishnah Berurah comments, and that's only true if you're completely full. You know, what would happen if you didn't eat that much and you're not hungry anyway, right? Anyway, so he says that harbe kosu harbe achronim demisharim b'zaad kedehilik dalav milin shu ayin beiz minut. Okay, 72 minutes. All right, so anyway, the place he says, that's where this 1 hour comes in. I mentioned yesterday, how does 1 hour become 72 minutes? Well, if you bench and clear the table, you're getting closer. Okay, so much about that. Now let's go back to so that's. But again, I'm going to say, which is stressing, and one of his timers against 6 hours. What do you mean the time between lunch and dinner is 6 hours? Yeah, the Chatanan Chacham ate at that hour, but the average people ate earlier. That's that same Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud. So they have to wait 8 hours, 7 hours. He said, so it's got nothing to do with that. Where does 3 hours come from? That's the most difficult sheet to track down. The Yekas wait 3 hours, or some Yekas wait 3 hours. So there's a Sefer, so it's for the Issa V'Hetah, there are a few different Issa V'Hetahs. Okay, there's a famous Issa V'Hetah Aruch, a main Issa V'Hetah, but there's also Issa V'Hetah, which was Miuchas to Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham was the Talmud of the Rosh. And sometimes you see him abbreviated as Reish Yud Vav. Okay? Reish Yud Vav stands for Rabbi Yerucham often.
Not to be confused with
Marivayel. Marivayel, they'll usually say Mem Hei Reish Yud Vav. Marivayel is also Rishon. We have Chuvas on Marivayel. Yaakov Weil. Anyway, but Rabbi Yerucham is in Siman Lamed Tes, and this Sefer is in Eter.
The
Talmud of the Chad was, well, that we know is in Rabbi Yerucham. Okay, and that's, you know, it's available. That's a Sefer Aloha. But this Issev Het is Miuchas Lo. Anyway, so in 42 it says, Achal Basar, Asar Lechol Gvina Atzud Acheres Kepchista, Chay Nog Marukba, etc., because Basar is Nidbak Pepeh, all things we said. All right? And he says, Basar Ben Shinaim, and so on. And how long is Basar Ben Shinaim? It's who Gimel shows. He mentions 3 hours with regards not specifically to waiting, okay, but in regards to how long the busser in the teeth is still considered busser, like we talked about yesterday. So he mentions Gimel shows. That's the earliest source that I'm aware of that mentions 3 hours for anything to do with this. Okay, it is difficult to figure out where that minute developed the 3 hours, but at least you do have a Rishon who mentions 3 hours in something connection and connected to this, okay? And that's how long it stays Basar. Now, say it again. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Okay, again, the Talmud of the Rosh, we don't find the Rosh mentioned it. But he does mention Gimel Shavuos, you know, the you see it in 42. So again, that's the earliest source that I know that mentions 3 hours. Now, in connection with this, so the Pisrei Tshuva in our siman here, Peitas Kotan Gimel, asks regarding the Shei Shavuos, the 6 hours, is it Shavuos Manios? I mentioned briefly yesterday, but is it, huh? So that's the question. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes the crazy place, the Prima Gadim, and the Chachma Sadam and many others who say that it's Enam's Manios. And he says, V'chein Haminech. Okay, the place he completely rejected that because his line was, if it's a matter of digestion, the digestion doesn't work faster or slower in the winter or the summer, which shows money. If it takes this and this amount of time for you to digest, it doesn't matter whether it's a long day or a short day. That's his line. So look back in 37, it's a Cotton Gimel. He says, if it's a matter of the equal and the flavor of the meat lingering in your system, that's different in the winter and the summer? No, that's ridiculous. He says, so that's what he says in the Pisrei Tshuva, it affirms that that's the minig. Okay, now.
Is that only
important
to the Rambam?
It's only the 6 hours, yeah.
Because according to you said, you can solve the Rambam, it's not China. But what about the Rambam? So you can solve the Rambam instead of the Rambam, but the Rambam is the way now. So they also agree to that?
Shows money or...
Because there, if you're talking about it, shows money makes sense, because it's not really about equal, it's about separating yourself from others.
Right. I mean, I don't know if they said it. You're right. I mean, again, especially if you learn what the Taz says, that this is something that kind of people develop on their own. They just want to make some. And look, it could be that Shah Achas doesn't mean 60 minutes to begin with. You know, sometimes, Yofa Shah Achas, the Talmud Torah and everything in this world, which was exactly 1 hour on the clock. Kishah, we have an expression. Shah Achas. I mean, even modern Hebrew would have an expression, Sha'a Kala. No, you ever hear that? It's going to be, within the hour. So I don't know. I mean, it's possible. I thought about it. The Sha'a Kala is an hour. So especially learning this one, not like the placing, but if you learn like something that the people did, they want to make some sort of separation, whatever it is. An hour is a unit of time. Could be. Now the Prichodesh, I want to look at now in 44, the Prichodesh in Sukkot and Vav here. Okay, where does the 1 hour come from? So he says, like the Gro, Prichodesh says, Minag zeh nimshach l'misefer ha-Zohar, in Mishpatim. So he also brings that Zohar. Okay, the Choman, the Ochel, Hai Michel, the Zechaber, Kechada, or B'shoah Achai, to B'shoah, 1 hour. Klomar, the B'shoah Achaz, Afshah Ochel, B'shoah Sudos, or B'shoah Achaz, Afshah Kol Hayom, Ochel Dvar Mecher Meitayim, the Eish Ma'achilis Bosel, Ibn Sheishos, Afilo Hochi Oser, if it's part of the same meal, and if it's not part of the same meal, 1 hour. This leads to a chumra kuli. The chumra, the mashma, the af basar achar gvina, asir b'shaita chada o b'sudos chada. Again, that zohar was not distinguishing between what you ate first and what you ate second. Okay, now this the prichodesh, the gro kedarko just pointed the zohar. This is zohar. Go look it up yourself. Okay, which is what the bir gro often will just tell you mar mokum. Okay, but the Prichodesh spells it out. Now, he said what comes out from the Prichodesh, because you look carefully at the Zohar, he says you don't have meat and milk in the same Suda, okay, and even in different Sudas, it was within an hour. And it doesn't say only milk, not milk after meat. It doesn't make a chilek. So that's what the Prichodesh is saying, both a chumra and a kula. It's a chumra, the mashma, the af basar achagvina asira, b'shai techada b'sudos techada. Okay, that in 1 hour, you should wait for an hour after having cheese before having meat also. Okay, in that direction. Okay, but kula the green achabos shara lachar shav ein of sudachas, and the other is the kula. The only have to wait 1 hour.
Okay, you could.
Yeah, but his language is achel hay michle ischaber. It's a pashup shot, and the zohar is not like that. Pashup shot doesn't matter. Okay, ulein and dina. Okay, five lines down. Continues the prechodesh. Ulein and dina naktina kedir mechaber shalol lechol green achabos at she shows. So we pass the bottom line since the Prichodesh was Friday, okay, Mechizke the Silva, the Prichodesh Paskin's like the Mechaber, wait 6 hours. And that's it. But, Umil Lav Dafka Sheishos, he says it's not Dafka Sheishos. Kegon Bechorev, Shayom Kitzarim, Kol Sheachol Bosa Bishacha, Mutal Lechol Vina Besudas Atzarayim. Bechenim Achol Basa Bechatia, Mutal Lechol Be'arviz. Afalgav, the lekka ben achil achila, ela kamo dalid shawls bakiru. Well, that's closer to 3 hours, huh?
Same, so it's a little bit shorter.
Be right, that's what he's saying, because he says during the winter time. Now, he's not going with the place's equal issue. He's saying it's between meals. Well, certain times of the year, the meal, like I said, in the olden days, so, you know, once it got dark at night, that was it, the day was over. Got dark the day, then electricity, okay, and the heating fuel, you know, wood was not available to everybody, it was expensive. It's not so, you know, what do you do? You know, so the day was over. Not like us today. Today, there's no day and night, right? I mean, you know, you can, whatever. I'm sure the streets here happen at night also, right? Until all hours, if not all night long, the people, you know. So, but it's a different world today because of electricity. But the in the olden times, you know, what would they say? They got up early, got up at the crack of dawn, you know, but they went to bed early. The early to bed, early to rise makes them, was it healthy, wealthy, and wise? So that was a line, you ever hear that? Okay, anyway, they would go to bed early. Because there's nothing else to do. So, yeah, people had candles. They maybe learned a little bit, but how long did the candle burn and so on. Anyway, so Pichota says in the wintertime, Lekka ben achila chila ela dalad shows bekiruv. Okay? He said, and he says, further, he said, v'edavar muskan l'chulel. Everyone agrees to this. Well, not everyone did agree to it. The Allah and Gemara, the line of Gemara, Hashem is so the Lach, and the Suda Sakhi Nachil, and Mashal is so the Suda Shapir Damik. But look, come if the main Yom Kitsam and Maruchim, Ella Mashal could have seen that. The Gemara, Maruch's statement that he would wait from meal to meal, sounded like he would wait from meal to meal, okay, you know, whatever the amount was during that time of year. So therefore, it's a Lav Dafka 6 hours. Okay, that's what these, now he didn't say 3 hours, but he did say 4 hours. At least we're getting closer. All right, is it not a Das Yochid? Now, again, we saw those who disagree, but Shlomo Eger in the Har Siman and Sukkot and Gimel 45, which Shay shows me the Sudasur. He said, Av Shabachar of Aim in Sudasur, the Sudas Arvid, King Dala shows, the Zel Muskam, Prichodesh. Okay, now I don't understand because looks in the Shlomo Eger, like he's saying, the Sudas, oh, right, no, I'm sorry, yeah, he's agreeing with Prichodesh, yeah. He's agreeing to Bichodesh. He said the time is Suda L'Suda, not 6 hours, not a hard and fast 6 hours. It's a time in Suda L'Suda. Even though the winter, it's not going to be 6 hours, only 4 hours. Still, that's your way. That's it to Bichodesh. So Shlomo Eger agrees with the Bichodesh. Okay. The Suda of the Yad Ephraim on the bottom of the page here in Har Siman, Sim Beitai Sefala. All right, he says, quotes different form, quotes Bichodesh also, Karamelech, Ginnis Rodham, he says, Daito shela olam mishalem yazman, olam, he doesn't say it's a matter, he says it a little differently, he says it's not a matter of suda la suda. That's what the Bichodesh says, that's what Shlomo Eger says, it's a matter of from suda la suda. That he doesn't say, the Adaphraim says though, it's a matter of shows money, it's a matter of the time of day. The la'olam and sharina l'fiyazman, la'olam tzorach l'hamtin, revia hayom. 1/4 of the total hours of the day. Okay? Now, 1/4 of the hours, you have to jump now because it's not going to change. It's always 24 hours. It means during the daylight time. Okay? So it's phrased, I think, strangely. Okay, he says, La'olam tzorach l'hamtin revia hayom. Well, that's 6 hours no matter what. But then he says, U'bekayitz hayom aruch yamtin harbi, U'bechorif yamtin ma'at. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, 1/4 of the
daylight hours. Yeah, that's, but it can't be. It's 1/4, and I said the wording is strange. The wording is strange. It would have made, yeah, but the 1/4 of the total is always going to be the same. It's always 24 hours. So I think he really means is half of the daylight hours. That's what I don't know. I think that's what it means.
Okay. 1/4 of the daylight hours would be 3 hours
minus. Right. And they have 3 hours.
Who is this?
The Yad Ephraim on the bottom. The Yad Ephraim. I don't know. You haven't heard it? I'm sure you haven't. The Yad Ephraim on the bottom. You know, one of the. No, it's in the Makaros, but it's if you want to look in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, so there are at least some sources that are, I don't know, somehow get closer to 3 hours. You know, so and again, it's a widespread. You know, it is a meaning. It's a widespread meaning. Okay, the Darkei Tshuva was, you know, is everything. So Darkei Tshuva in Sukkot and Hay, here, he raises it as a suffix. I'm sorry, he raises something else. I'm sorry. He talks about the next in Sukkot and Bov, he talks about that. Sukkot, hey, he asks a very interesting question. Okay, there's a lumbus to this. So I'm just throwing it out there just to, you know, to since I really printed the Darkei Tshuva. Sukkot and Bov, he talks about this question. Where does the 3 hours come from and the Bei Sleis? Okay. But before I get to that, let's see if hey, Sukkot and Hey, it's a very interesting question. The name of the Yehudin. So what if you're Mesupik? I don't remember now when we finished. That could definitely come up. Like you have company for Shabbos and so on and so forth. And now it's, you know, 3 in the afternoon. So when did the, or it's 5 in the afternoon, the summertime.
Happens to be every
Shabbos. All the time. When did we last have fleshes? I don't remember when you're trying to remember next week. I'm going to make sure to look at my watch, but you don't. Okay. So that's the question. What is the suffix? Okay. So on the one hand, he quotes, Dr. Shua quotes on the Yad Yehuda. He says, well, say the whole thing's Rabbanan anyway. So you can guess, huh? Yeah, okay, the cool will be the light you will. Okay, right, no, you can guesstimate how when it was. That's not on the spot necessarily. Okay, but he says he didn't want to accept that. Aim a kill in those 6 weeks, because wait. Well, you know for sure it's been more than 6 hours, then it's mutari without any suffering, right? The Dovah Shesh Matirin. And that opens up a whole question, is that really called Dovah Shesh Matirin? Okay, is that really Dovah Shesh Matirin? Because Dovah Shesh Matirin means something I can't do now, but I can do later, okay? And I want to eat the cheese now, okay? I want to eat the cheese now. Don't tell me I can eat, you know. In other words, he says, Yochol Lechol Gvina Ato Vegamach, I can do both.
Do they call
some Dovah Shesh Matirin? Some do. Rambam seems to say it is a Dovah Shesh
Matirin. Some is Dovah Shesh Matirin.
Yeah. So that's a question. But the point is, he says, Lo Shayach Inyan, Mela Hachal, Lo Shayach Inyan Dovah Shesh Matirin, Ha Yochol Lechol Vina Ato Vegama Achar Shesh Shams. What do you mean? That doesn't qualify as Dovah Shesh Matirin. If you're interested in this, so, well, I have to find it. And he says, the Iker Suffolk here is on the time, like you just said, right now. Okay, that's something about can I eat it right now? So what do you mean that it's never going to be mutter Dovah Shesh Matirin if we eat it right now? It explains why Dovah Shesh Matirin doesn't work. It's a little bit lumdus. If you're interested in the subject, I wrote an article that I don't know. It's supposed to be a Beis Yitzchak coming out like any time. No, from a few years ago. They're way behind. I know, but Simon actually is working on it. You know, it's from a few years ago. And they haven't published a Beis Yitzchak in a number of years. COVID interrupted and everything else, but also I think they were, I mean, whatever, I'm not blaming anybody. It didn't come out of the Beis Yitzchak last few years, but I'm pretty sure, I don't remember many, it's a few years ago. I know I wrote an article, and I think I gave it in for that Beis Yitzchak, you know, on the issue of Mesupik, if you're the Dovah Shesh Matirin, and other Tadim, you know, it's a London Shesugi a little bit. I have to find it. I'd be happy to send it to the group if I can find it. that's the challenge. Because I don't know. I have to try and figure out what it was. I really have to figure out what it was. It's been 4 years ago. If I have it, I'll be happy to send it. And I do have it. I have a handwritten copy somewhere. That's for sure. That's not going to do any good. Somebody typed it. Somebody did type it, and I reviewed it. So I have. I must have it somewhere. I have to look to search my email archives. I believe that if I have it, I'll send it to the group. But it should come out soon, I hope. They dedicated long before, for many, many years, Yosef Weiss in Holbrook, said this year, Minyar Adaya, in the yeshiva. He was about 100 years old when he died. He was like even a little older, I think, than Rabbi Tendel was, but not Kufa. By the time I was a Talmud, he had a long white beard. Okay, I think he was a Rebbe in the Shiva, something like 75 years, some staggering number. But for many, many years, he taught Yoredeya, Vos V'chal and Terubis. He also, in those days, we learned Shechita Melicha too. He was the Yoredeya Shir. Every year. I didn't have him as a Rebbe because at some point, they made a deal and every year they allowed certain guys who were not Salvechik's Gemara Shir to learn your day on your own and not go to the Yoredeya and continue to go to the Rav Shir, and you had to take a bechina that the Rav made up in Yoredeya. He gave her the year, not my time. Yeah, not my time. No.
So Rebbe did this deal for us.
I think what was it? The Rebbe gave your day in the late '50s, early '60s. Yeah, we're shechting him happy your day. Not my time. My time. So I was somehow zocher to that plan. It was called the option. I don't know if it's called the Yordaya option. Option was you had to be in the Rav Shir, and you had to be approved by whoever had to approve you, and you learned your day. Oh, and you took your day. Bechinah, the Rav made up. Yeah, well, yes and no. It was tough, but you know, from the Rav's Yordei Shiurim, so you knew the stuff that he liked to emphasize, you know. So, and there were notes and so on. And before me, maybe two, I think I was the third year that had this. And so the guys, the third year, the first year went to Beshechter before the Bechinah, and these are available on White Torah, I'm sure. And they sat with a Beshech, they opened up the Shulchan Aruch, and they started to go through. The Rav said this, the Rav said that, the Rav said, okay. You know, they went through all the stuff that the Rav said. And they made tapes. So we listened to, we had cassette tapes. And I bet the trouble is they weren't great qualities. I don't know if they made it to White Torah or not, but they were very good. It was really, and you hear Beshech, it was typical of Beshech. They say, yeah, look, he opened up the page. Yeah, here's the Kivega, point of the, just, you know, so they're very good. Anyway, the PS, my year, so I'll never, you know, so we're waiting for, we had a Shechita Malicha beginning in January, and a Pasavot Torah was beginning in June. And so we're all ready for the Pasavot Torah was beginning, and we're waiting, it was supposed to be on this day, whatever, it was a Thursday, I remember, and they were waiting for what Bronstein, Bronstein used to be the administrator of Ritz. So he was supposed to bring in the tent, and he came in, the Rav wasn't feeling well, he was supposed to call in questions, and he was sick. This and that, okay, we're waiting, you know, okay, we're chazing. And then he came in and he said, the Rav's not going to be able to make a Bechinah today. So he said, they gave us a choice. Well, five of us, or six of us, how many of them were. So give us a choice. So either you can wait, come back Monday. It was like the Thursday towards the end of June. You know, no one wanted to come back Monday. You're ready for the Bechinah, you know, come back Monday. You know, come back the Monday, have a Rav. Or have a Chalap will make up Bechinah. So he said, we all wanted to get it over with already. So I had the Bechinah, but it was nothing like we expected because it wasn't the Rav's, you know. And then later I found out, not long, I think a month later, whatever, a few weeks later, I found out from a Shechter, he's the one who made up the Bechinah because he said he walked into the office to check his mailbox. That was in the office, was here in this building. It wasn't a block building. And he walked in, he said, quickly come, we have to make a Bechinah your day. So it was Rav Shechter's Bechinah. So it was like a strange turn of events. But anyway, that was the your day option. Why did I get into that? I don't know. So that's what I mentioned. So this Beis Yitzchok, Rabbi Weiss passed away a couple of years ago. So this Beis Yitzchok is dedicated in his memory. So that's why I think Rabbi Simon was we have to put it out. So I think I'll look through my, try to search through my emails and so on. It was before I had any ability to type in Hebrew, which I still don't, but at least I can correct things in Hebrew. And then when someone else types it up, I can type very slowly, but I can fix things. So it would not be on my computer, that's for sure. But the thing is, somebody did it. I emailed them and made corrections. So somebody has a copy. So I can track it down and send it to you. Anyway, that's the first part of the Darkei Teshuva. Yeah.
In terms of applying somebody to Rabbanan Lekula, yeah. It's not also not necessarily a proper application because there are at least days, something to Rabbanan Lekula applies to something that didn't.
Yes, I talk about that also, I think, in the article. Yes. Anyway, that's an issue. All right, but the main thing.
Is that acceptable that I did?
I think it is. It's not accepted. It's accepted as a sniff for sfeik sfeik. I think as a sniff for sfeik. I have to check. Oh yeah, Tuesday. Okay. Anyway, so we'll finish up here. We'll just finish this up. Anyway, so the first second part of that Dr. Chuvas got involved. And he quotes others saying, "With is a." He says it talks about 3 hours. He says the difference made between kites. All right. Okay. But at the end, he speaks about the Medaktikim. Lemaisa says the Shach, it's a question, Ches 48. What I just said. Only about what do you call it, about the Dorsha Shematim briefly. Okay. And it's a Sufik, and the Zman is different. A little bit he talks about it. Not that much. A little bit Skan Hay. Skan Vavi talks about the other issue we're talking about. I only put in Hay because I was thinking about it. All right, but in Lemaisa, Halach Lemaisa, the Shach Paskins in Sukkot and Ches 48. Okay, when the Ramos says you wait 6 hours, that's the Medaktikin. And the Shach says it's not just the Medaktikin, because Uchain Kazo Marshal, the Chain Roy Lasos, the Chol Mishi Ishbo Reach Torah. Okay, anybody who has any sense of what Torah is should keep 6 hours. Okay, unless it's your minute, not Torah, but anybody should wait 6 hours. You know, people with Balei Tshuva, they say 6 hours. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan acknowledges, in Sivvav 49, the Gemara mentions the problem. Okay, Again, the Arkansas would summarize the big machokas, but our minute is, of course, to wait to 6 hours. When does the clock start ticking? So we've alluded to this already. The run, it's 1:50, the run on the Rif, the Vlaman Zayin Rebbeis, the page of the Rif here in Chulin. That was a statement of Baruch, that I'm like, vinegar compared to wine and so on. We call Mokam near in Hadorim, Shemisha Achal Bosa, Shok, Tzas. Let's say you found meat in your teeth within that time, okay? But you don't have to start again from the time you removed the meat. It's from the time you ate, okay? That's what it is, all right? And that's how the shach brings it. Remove it, but you don't have to start the clock ticking again. That's the point. The shach is Chan Gimel brings it, right? Cause around the ain't so she above shows by Osman Shemasiru. And I'm Achila, okay? It goes by the Achila, okay? And the same thing for the guy, people wait only 1 hour. Again, you can take the stuff out of your teeth. The Aruch HaShulchan has his usual good summary, although here's a bit of a steer, okay? In 52, in Sivdalad. What I just read before was Sivvav, but before that, Sivdalad. The Emesh Shekain Kosmo Shatur, but Docha Godel. Well, that's something else. 1 second. I don't really know to look at the end. He writes at the end of Siftalad. He says, "Vida shahamtana sheish shows umisof hasudu shel basar adchilas hasudu shel cholam. The af in beis haschol hasudu lo yochal cholam, or shemisof hasudu basar lo ochal basim." Okay, here he seems to imply that the clock does not start ticking. He said, "Adsof sudas basar," even though you didn't eat any meat. That'll be enough to come in a Shabbos. I may have finished with salt, then we had other dessert. Okay, and he says that that's considered part of the fleshing suda. That's what he says over here. Okay, he says, even though at the beginning of the meal, you're not going to have milk. They're going to have first an appetizer or something like that. It's got to be from the end of the suda to the beginning of the suda, not from eating the meat till the first time you eat cheese. That's what he says over here. But in Siv Zion, I'm not sure how to resolve it. Okay. Zesha Kosar Amor in Sif Aleph, he quotes the 1 hours and so on. And the other sheet is, but he writes, Ein chilek im himtin ha-shoa kodem b'chas mozano achakach. The Shoah, for those who wait the 1 hour or the 6 hours, it doesn't matter as long as you did bench that one, even if you waited an hour, you finished fleishik. Okay, according to those, they wait 1 hour. You finish fleshing. Now you're fuddled around with your things, mirrors, shmuzim. Okay, and now you're benched. If it's been an hour since you ate fleshing, that's okay. You waited an hour. Well, that's against what he said above. So I don't know how to resolve that. I'm not sure. Just pointing it out. Well, mice, again, we wait 6 hours, but we assume it's from the time he ate to the time he ate meat. All right, the last thing I wanted to mention here, the last couple of sources, is given that this whole thing is a chumrah, it's true that the shach has that dramatic statement that anyone's reich haTorah, should wait 6 hours. But still, he says, what about if there's some other extenuating circumstance, like when a person is sick? Okay, some other thing. Okay, the Chochmas Adam in Shari Sivahet, it's called Mem Sif Yud Gimel, 53. He talks about the replacing with the equal at the beginning. He also mentioned something else about which we'll get to, like Gavina Kosha, hard cheese. Certain hard cheeses, you also have to wait 6 hours. Generally speaking, but we'll get to that separately. Gavina Kosha, she metulas, gets insects or whatever, or she yeshana shishachan is more than 6 months old. Most of the cheese that we have today is not that problem, but the Parmesan cheese is possibly a problem.
Almost all
of our products contain this energy. Oh, wow. So you have to wait. So Parmesan cheese is an issue. Okay, which goes in a lot of stuff. But as we'll see when we get to it, there are coolers if it's melted. So the, you know, if it's melted. Yeah. And I even sell coolers if it's ground up. Sometimes Parmesan is put on like a salad. As a, yeah. You don't eat it straight. It's ground up. But we'll talk about that. And that's not as widely accepted. But anyway, so he talks about that. Yeah. And at the end, he writes, that's what I want to get. Somebody needs to have milk, you know, or nearly push it. He said, even though we say 6 hours and we don't rely on the 1 hour, but he says, if a person is pressing the chole, so then you can wait an hour. You know, again, clean out your teeth. And yeah, so he leaves it open. I mean, you know, sometime, well, you know, at some point, you know, it is, well, so we'll see in a second, right? The same talks about children, you know, how strict you have to be with that. Again, if somebody, chole tzas, I mean, it's certainly chole shehin lo sakana. Is it bechosh ba'alma? Like, hechosh Shabbos, we have three different categories, right? There's chole shehin lo sakana, it's chole shehin lo sakana, and there's mechosh ba'alma. Mechosh ba'alma is uncomfortable, but it doesn't preclude anything. I guess chole tzas would have to be more like a chole shehin lo sakana. It wouldn't be able to function normally. Think. Okay, Moshe has a tshuva. Igus Moshe, Yordei Chilik Beis in Chav Vav. In Tzorach Lisho, Sheik Shalos, Achar Bliyas Vitamin, Shanasu Mikovit, liver pills. Okay, inflation pills. So B'dvar HaVitamin, Shanasu Mikovit, Shal Mahem Eskeri, call it a kosher, it's a liver pill. Can you swallow them, you know, or do you have to wait? Can you, you know, with milk, or can you swallow right after milk and so on? So the Moshe talks about that. His feeling is, so it's, the question wasn't that. The question when it was phrased was, you know, okay, was the other way. But he says, the Pashut Shekam Bezeh Mutter, Sheleka Bezeh Tam Shuzko Betas, Sekonav Shach Sekot Beis. Okay, it had a vitamin. Has neither quality. Remember, we said we're machmir both things. Because it doesn't linger in your mouth, you knock it down, right? The whole, right? There's no shuman, there's no all those things, huh? Digesting, yeah. Then you have digesting. Digesting maybe would be. It's a good horror. He doesn't mention with it.
Maybe he knows
what to say. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't follow the plate. It's a good horror. I don't think about it. Either, but he doesn't have the other things, right? It's Mr., you know, it's not like a tabshul. But vitamin, eno dobar nechal and nivla, right? It's not eaten. It's knocked down. It's swallowed. And he says, v'afi nechal yishanam der cholam, v'yilos a vitamin, even those people who may chew the vitamins, okay? Because the vitamin itself, there's no issue. Anyways, he's makel in that regard. Okay.
So
he says, "V'lachein lechol gvina." This is the conclusion. V'lachein lechol gvina achar vitamin shol kaved ein makom lochosh klal. Okay, and certainly he says, "Of kol shekain." Certainly he says, "You can swallow them even after eating hard cheese." V'gam below kinuach v'dolos pir. Okay, so it's different than food. The last two that I printed, Ravad Yosei, Yabi Omer Chelek Alap Chelek Tardei Simen Dalet. Okay, Nishalti by the Kaimalan Shochel Bosu Tzorch Lishos Sheish Shos Kadei Shuchel Lechel Bin Bechalam. Im Efshel Hakel Yeladim Ktanim. For little kids. I have to define what is a little kid, but you know, so he quotes in Sif Yud Beis. Okay, in Osir Beis in 55, he says. So it doesn't really say, okay, the Yeladim Tanim, but he says, let's remember, he quotes that Prichodosh, that Aflagabe Gdolim, you don't need exactly 6 hours, right? He mentioned the wintertime may be different, okay? You know, he said some people wait 3 hours. He said that's the source, by the way, that's what I wanted to mention. Shemizen Nimshak Mina Bekama Komashin Otina Charbosa Filo Bekayetz, El Shoshol Shos. He says that's the source. Okay, that source is that the winter time, I want to point that out. Okay, that he says that the fact that, you know, during the winter, the hours are different and the time between meals is different. That is the mokor for those who wait 3 hours. So yeah, that's what he says the mokor is. Okay. And once it's mutter in the wintertime, so then it's mutter in the summertime also. Anyway, that's an O's. Yeah, in a second. Anyway, at the end, he writes, at the end of that paragraph, he writes, Al koponim, biktanem, bevada yishesh lahokel, misuda lasuda, bein bekayetz, bein bechorim, afir lachar shah, make with a tanem, yishol amashi, yishol amashi, yishol amashi, he says, you know, again, remember, we have many Rishonim saying 1 hour. Okay, I mean, even less than 1 hour. But he says, if you want to take the most lenient shita that's on the books, nobody seems to think you do it right away the way we paskin. I mean, those Rishonim mentioned, but we don't do it. Okay, so he says, you can take, for children, you can take the lenient view. How old? Again, so we have it sometimes. You have to use your seichel. A little kid wants to have ice cream on Shabbos afternoon. You had meat before. So is he old enough to understand? You have to wait 6 hours. The kids don't have a concept of time. What's 6 hours then? So I think there's room to be makel. And then he writes, Yud Gimel, that's what I wanted to finish up with. This is that shita. Someone asked before, does the shita show up on the books? Here, it does. But Lula de Mistafina, Habin Hashim, Chaser Mishay Shos, Pachos Mechatzi Shah, that into the 5 and a half, 5 hours and 31 minutes, Mutar Afla Gedolim. So, yeah, he says, Shari Chaser Ramam Kimo Shay Shos. Okay? He quotes Orchaz Chaim and a couple of others like that.
That probably makes more sense than 5 a little
bit. Yeah, except they had the Miriams at 5 hours. So that also.
Right,
but not in the Rambam.
5 a little bit, it's basically Rambam.
It
makes more sense to go
with the Rambam. Right,
right, I hear that. In
the
Rambam,
I feel like it goes to normal. Yeah. Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. But what he points out is, again, and he writes it. First, he says that Chatzi Shah is always samach, like samach amichas, always a half an hour. So, a half hour is already considered that time, you know. But he also writes, let's remember, Ubizmanim harishonim lahayla mora shaos motzui. They didn't have precise timepieces, precise watches. We can figure out, we'll finish at 2:17, so I can have it at 9:17, 8:17. They didn't have that. They didn't have exact watches. More or less, it was always done by umdana. Vadish makilim umdana. Okay, so I think it's an important point to bear in mind. Okay, and therefore, Yeshahakla betochat shows, mukul shay shows. Even today, it can be, you know, what did Gemara say? Adam tov b'shahachas. Right? Remember, Tom, the Gemara says that's why. So maybe that's where the 5 comes. You know, it's close enough to 6. It's, I don't make a mistake. You can consider it. You're measuring by the sons. You can tell the sons over here, over here. You can't always tell. Okay. Anyway, that's the and he also mentions the Miri. Yesh Mokhal Hassam said they are Mary. And he says, even though he quotes the Guinness Rodin, the Sefer Gan HaMelech, he says, the Bein and Shei Shos B'diuk. Yeah, no, it's got to be 6 hours or 6 hours. Like our boy saw the mikveh. You have a little bit missing, it's no good. Okay, he quotes others who say like that. But he quotes that Miriam that I mentioned before in the Morgan Novels. Chamei Shos Shos Shei Shos. Okay. We're Machmer generally on it, but again, there's you know, we wait taka 6 hours, but there's room. Makel b'shut b'shas anchar is yeshua malisbo. Okay, we'll stop over here. This is the end of this sugya, and tomorrow we'll want to have gimel. Okay, sibbeit is all sibala. I mean, bottom line is that all the minhagim have solid bases. The 3 hours is, I think, the most problematical, because how do you whittle it down to 3? Is tough, but we saw some suggestions, and again, I guess certainly, you know. So, I one of my daughters married a fellow. They're not really yekkes, but that they wait 3 hours. The parents were waiting 3 hours. They grew up in a community. From 3 to 6.
Yeah,
I tried to
commit. Like, so
my daughter, her husband, you know, grew up in a home waiting 3 hours. You know, but you know, I told my daughter, I don't think it's what she wanted. She said, I'll follow my husband. But when my grandchildren get older, I'm going to suggest that they switch to sleep.
Yeah, we all
yeah, they get older. All right.